Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning, and praise the Lord. Today is Friday, April 12th, 2024. And we continue our journey through the books of Isaiah, Genesis, and Proverbs. My name is James Newcomb. Thank you for joining me in our journey through the scriptures. We begin with the book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verses 13 through 23. And the Lord said, "Because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment of men, learned by rote, therefore, behold, I will again do marvelous things with this people, wonderful and marvelous, and the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the discernment of their discerning men shall be hid. Woe to those who hide deep from the Lord their counsel, whose deeds are in the dark, and who say, 'Who sees us? Who knows us?' You turn things upside down. Shall the potter be regarded as the clay, that the thing made should say of its maker, 'He did not make me,' or the thing formed say of him who formed it, 'He has no understanding'? Is it not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless shall come to naught, and the scoffer cease, and all who watch to do evil shall be cut off, who by a word make a man out to be an offender, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and with an empty plea turn aside him who is in the right. Therefore, thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the house of Jacob: Jacob shall no more be ashamed, no more shall his face grow pale. For when he sees his children, the work of my hands, in his midst they will sanctify my name. They will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel." We turn now to the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you I will curse, and by you all the families of the earth shall bless themselves." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions which they had gathered, and the persons that they had gotten in Haran. And they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak at Morah. At that time the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. And we conclude with a passage from the book of Proverbs. Chapter 14, verses 15 through 26. The simple believes everything, but the prudent looks where he is going. A wise man is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool throws off restraint and is careless. A man of quick temper acts foolishly, but a man of discretion is patient. The simple acquire folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow down before the good, the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is disliked even by his neighbor, but the rich has many friends. He who despises his neighbor is a sinner, but happy is he who is kind to the poor. Do they not err that devise evil? Those who devise good meet loyalty and faithfulness. In all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to want. The crown of the wise is their wisdom, but folly is the garland of fools. A truthful witness saves lives, but one who utters lies is a betrayer. In the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and his children will have a refuge. I came across something on social media the other day, and I want to share it with you. Since you're already here and listening. During my Protestant days, which was basically the first 48 years of my life, I would see Catholics and the very few Orthodox that I knew, I would see them do the sign of the cross, and I didn't know what to make of it. This was never something that was explained to me, the importance nor the value of doing it. It was just something that the Catholics did. And now that I have embraced the Orthodox ways and the way of life, the lifestyle and the liturgy, it has taken on a great deal of meaning for me. And so a lot of people who maybe listening to this and they're not sure of the value of the sign of the cross, I found this and I wanted to share it with you. This is a quote from Elder Cleopa, an Orthodox elder, Eastern Orthodox. This is what he said about the sign of the cross. Do not do anything without signing yourself with the sign of the cross. When you depart on a journey, when you begin your work, when you go to study, when you are alone, and when you are with other people, seal yourself with the holy cross on your forehead, your body, your chest, your heart, your lips, your eyes, your ears. All of you should be sealed with the sign of Christ's victory over hell. Then you will no longer be afraid of charms, evil spirits, or sorcery, because these are dissolved by the power of the cross, like wax before fire, and like dust before the wind. So that is the words of Elder Cleopa about the sign of the cross. Perhaps you're listening to this and you don't understand why Christians do the sign of the cross. Well, perhaps that will give you a bit of clarity. My name is James D. Newcomb. I'm the founder of Overtly Orthodox Media. And I am glad that you have chosen to press play and spend a couple of minutes with me this morning. Whatever morning it may be, I record this and put them here on the web every single morning. Sometimes it's the morning of. Like, I am literally recording this at 5:47 a.m. Central Time. Soon enough, I'll get to the point where I'm get them recorded well in advance so that I don't have my morning voice, but that's just the way it has happened this time. But every single morning, we are here, so if you have a podcast player, just look up Good Morning and Praise the Lord and you'll find it there. Or if you're listening on YouTube, then just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified every time these go live, which is every morning. There's also another podcast called Overtly Orthodox that is publishing new episodes weekly. So I invite you to join me in the journey through the scriptures and the journey through the Orthodox life. We will close today's session, as we do every morning, with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.